Most of us spend the run-up to Christmas trying to get through work, preparing for family gatherings, or arm-wrestling with the never-ending demands on our time. It doesn't really take very much for tinsel, trees, television, and presents to replace the real reason for the season, contemplating the Word made flesh, the great gift of Jesus Christ to humanity. For some, however, Christmas is a very difficult time, spent facing loneliness, hardship, and hunger. Many of our Catholic charities, particularly those engaged in domestic social action, are working all the hours God sends to help those in need during these cold, long winter months. Providing a hot meal and friendly conversation is an act that sits very well with those of a Franciscan persuasion. The Franciscan Friars of the Renewal are well known for embedding themselves alongside the poor, the homeless, and the destitute. St. Fidelis Friary in Canning Town, East London, was established in the year 2000. As part of their work of making all things new in Christ, the friars provide material and spiritual care to those in need at Friar Bennett's Kitchen. Let's meet the man who runs it, Father Christopher McBride.
Hello, so my name is Father Christopher McBride, one of the Franciscan Friars of the Renewal and Franciscan Friar of the Renewal priest living here at St. Fidelis Friary in Canning Town in London. I've been with the Friars for about 17 years, ministering both here in England and also back in the US when I was assigned and was being formed in New York. Living here at St. Fidelis Friary, our main outreach, our work that we do is a soup kitchen called Friar Bennett's Kitchen, and it's a work with the poor. And why do we do it? We do it because it's the gospel. That Jesus says, whatever you do to the least of these, you do it to me. And it's just part of the gospel message. And it's the heart of being a Franciscan is to care for the poor. Francis himself went out and lived amongst the lepers and begged with the lepers. So it follows on from that Franciscan experience of St. Francis. And it just came naturally to me. I think, you know, why do you want to do it? My question is, why would you not want to do it? You just see somebody in need and my heart goes out to them. It's almost difficult to walk by somebody begging and not stop and say hello. And then when they come to your friary, it really is a blessing to be able to serve people. And because there's lots of different circumstances and situations that people are in. Some are a lot more needy and in more difficult places. Others are in a slightly more comfortable position. But I like to believe that over time, those that come who more regularly, they're coming also for the friendship and they become our friends. And I don't honestly like that notion of actually working with the poor, that label. There's just people in a particular circumstance who need some help. And we all need help one way or another. These people need physical help. But even just to label people, I don't particularly like that. I consider them my friends, the people who come here. And we're able to help them in a particular way, and they also help us. Hand in hand with a ministry that we do with the poor is a religious life, and we do strive to live this life of simplicity and poverty. I think it speaks a lot to the people who come to our kitchen and whom we're working with when they know that we're also trying to live simply, that often we won't have the mobile phone that they might have, and that we don't have a TV, we don't have the internet. It does speak to them that there's other people that choose to go without these things, whereas they're actually deprived of these things, perhaps because of their own circumstances. So there's a definite witness to it. But having said that, however much we might strive to live poverty through our own vow, the people who we encounter have a poverty kind of forced upon them or that comes to them through circumstances, which goes far beyond anything that you could choose. So their poverty speaks far more to me than I think my attempts to live a life of poverty speak to them. But having said that, I do believe that our attempt to live a life of poverty is a witness to them and shows them that we don't necessarily need everything that the world has to offer and that God does actually fulfill so many of our needs.
The friars do a tremendous job serving the needy and the vulnerable. But the kitchen is also supported by an excellent team of volunteers. Claire, not her real name, is a volunteer at Friar Bennett's. She very quickly came to realise that she received more from the guests than she was giving. Claire says she can often see herself in those that she helps.
I started volunteering last year at the soup kitchen with the friars. And I did it because I wanted to do something useful in the society. When I started at the beginning, it was not easy for me because the guests didn't know me. But then little by little, we got to know our names, our lives. And I actually realized that it could be me out there asking or begging for help. So it was a big surprise for me. And to be honest, when I started volunteering, I thought I was being useful, doing something good, helping, you know. But I quickly realized that I was receiving more than I was giving. Isn't it crazy? For me, the guests are like a reflection of ourselves. I can see myself in them. It's the humanity, I will say. And yeah, thanks to them and to the other volunteers and the friars, I am relearning the simplicity of relationships. I am discovering or rediscovering the compassion, the dignity, the respect, the love, and so many other things. And I really think God teaches me a lot through them. It makes me grow, I suppose, as human being and spiritually too. Really, I didn't thought that when I started volunteering at the soup kitchen, it could bring me so much in my life, really. I'm really sure that everyone should live this experience once in their lives. It's so important to experience this simple life and to give time.
Serving the poor is a ministry that not only helps those most in need in our society, but also helps us to reconnect with Christ and appreciate the simplicity of our Christian life and witness. Perhaps when we're invited to pray in silence this Christmas, we can use the opportunity to pray for the work of our Catholic charities, our religious communities, and all those volunteers, giving thanks to God for all that they do to help the poor and vulnerable.